Well, yeah, we love I'm a Celebrity. It's a massive hit. Does great business.
Don't start with the great business.
Does,
stuff again.
Dr. Chris, it does great business, doesn't it?
Look, it does. I'm not across the numbers.
It does great business.
I haven't seen spreadsheets, Susie, but I'm assuming it does.
The fact it's still here
business.
Means, Doctor, that it does good business.
Hang on.
Doctor, please, so we can move on. Just say it does great business.
It does amazing business. It brings in, its rate card must be supreme. Yeah. I reckon you'd be lucky. If you're a sponsor out there, you'd be lucky to get a spot on it.
Absolutely. You want to get in now. Well, they're still going. Now, also, the doghouse, that did superb business.
Wait, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you, Husey? Are you okay?
Just the CEO, honestly.
Oh, God, which CEO?
Our CEO.
Yeah. Is our CEO here?
Yeah, Grant's here.
Are you just God, you told me so we could all try harder?
He was also the CEO. He was the CEO of Channel 10 when it did amazing business.
I get it. That's why you're saying amazing business. See what goes on around here,
this
Dr. Chris?
It's so confusing.
It's ridiculous.
How's business for you, Husey?
Good. Doing good business, mate.
All right. That is, now that we've established that. Dr. Chris.
Yeah. Yep.
Travelling with pets. Mm. The, he said earlier that people are taking their cats on road trips, which is weird. But to road...
Are you legally allowed to take a cat in a car?
You can.
You can take a cat in a car.
They technically need to be restrained. I mean, they're not likely to sort of lean out the car window and sort of go chasing cars. But they should be in a cat carrier.
But what? How many points do you lose for an unrestrained cat in a car?
Wow. I've never done the numbers. I've never worked it out. But,
bad business.
But I probably can't afford to lose them myself. So I'm never going to try.
Do they put their heads out the window like dogs and do the blah, 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 in the wind?
No, it's not there. It's not their scene. They're normally cowering under a seat or in the boot.
Yeah. Now, a cat in a cat carrier is the way to carry
all
a
right,
cat.
Do you think? Do you bit? Do you take a dog on a road trip?
Two dogs. My wife wants to take our two rescue dogs on a holiday. And I say, and even though she has picked an Airbnb which allows pets, I say, bad idea. Dogs should stay home, and they are happy. They're much happier to stay in a what do they call it?
Laundry?
Not a laundry.
Like a kennel.
Jesus Christ.
A kennel. What would you think they prefer? The kennel or the holiday home?
When it comes to cats, they prefer to be at home. Yep. There's no doubt about that. They don't like. They don't really like traveling.
How long
really
can you leave a cat at home on its own?
You know what? There's a bit of research on this just recently. No more than about 8 hours. They get really lonely. Just work that out. So,
Doctor, if you don't care about their loneliness, just their survival, does it increase?
A holiday and survival are two words that should not just be seen together.
It's bad business.
Terrible business.
So let's go back to the dog then. The dog, would it be better off in the kennel or like in a long car trip and then in an Airbnb?
Dogs probably prefer to be with us. I'm going to say
this is not going on the podcast. This is not on the podcast.
Yes, Dr. Chris.
Let's be real. I mean, you probably don't have much say in this anyway.
I don't.
But I reckon they're coming with you.
Yeah,
I reckon they're on holiday.
Can I ask you?
We just stamp their passport and they are away.
Dr. Chris, can I ask Dr. One unrelated to pet question before we let him go?
No, don't do your bit.
I did it, Doctor. I haven't done it the last three times you've spoken. No, I haven't.
Yeah,
I did it
have.
Four.
You've used your long analogies around. You know, are you sharing the kennel with anybody? Are you walking alone? Like,
I've not seen you connected to Delta Goodrum on the front of the New Idea for weeks
ages.
Now.
Okay, Doctor, I'm just, you know what? You're right. I've used analogies and I've trodden the garden path. Are you dating anyone?
Here we go.
I mean, are you dating anyone? We could ask.
There we go, baby. Dr. Chris. That's great business.
Hey, Dr. Chris just
asked. None of your goddamn business, Dr. Chris Brown.
Dr. Chris Brown just asked Erin Molan out.
Yep.
That's what happened.
He did not
ask. Are you dating anyone?
No, he did not. He's putting it back on me because he knows I'm not comfortable to talk about it, and there's a reason. That's
correct.
Why you're not comfortable either. Well played, comrade. Are you, though?
There we go.
Are you, though?
Are you asking him out? Who's asking
him
out?
No, I'm asking him if he's dating anyone.
Aaron, I like to keep my schedule very clear for this time of year because this is the time of year where I do good business. This is my woman's day time of year. This is where I'm paired with women I've never even spoken to.
We've just got the headline. We've just got the front cover.